This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What did I want to get off my chest recently?
Well, it's probably something you got to get off your chest because we all carry around different stressors, big and small. We just keep things bottled up and then it starts to affect us negatively, David.
Negatively. Yeah, it was something about when I was merging and the people weren't waving back to me, it bothered me. But you know, that's a small stress, but it can be bottled up and get bigger. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and how to figure out, you know, you got to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I was in therapy. I'm there here and there now, but for 5 years. And, you know, it does challenge your thoughts because I don't know if this is profound, but you are your thoughts in some ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking redundant negative things or sad things or whatever, a therapist can kind of get you out of that kind of negative pattern. So
be the best version of yourself. You know, and sometimes it can be small things. It can be major trauma. I think either way, it's good to talk to someone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapist if you're not into it. Yeah. Anytime, no additional charge. Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/FOTW today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FOTW. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas.
Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. I call in every 3 days. And she goes, "What do you need?" And I go, "There's a lot." Yeah, they go, "There's a lot of people around. I can't talk, but I'll just say this: boy, oing, oing, oing." And she goes, "You need that again?" I go, "Do I?"
Oh.
She goes, "Yeah."
You do. I see.
I go, "Boing."
David, before we get started today on today's very special edition of Superfly, if I might say. We have got a show for you, I'm telling you. that's when the show's like... Anyway, in other news, George Soros, the billionaire, bought Odyssey, our parent company. So I wanted to just send him a little note and read it here for George Soros.
Okay.
And I'll do it a little bit as a character just because...
Sure.
George Soros, I am honored and grateful that you are now the proud owner of our parent company, Odyssey Incorporated.
That's nice.
I hope you will find our podcast, Fly on the Wall and Superfly, amusing. And may they always be a masculine podcast. George Soros, I'm going to leave you now because I know you are a busy man.
That's it. Dave, do you know where that's from?
I think it's from Godfather. Is it from Godfather? Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't my best Luca Brasi. It should be more. I'm honored and grateful that you are now the proud owner of our parent company, Odyssey Incorporated. I hope you will find our podcast a masculine podcast. George Soros, I'm going to leave you now because I know you're a busy man. Use either take, Greg.
That was because masculine is where I got it.
Yes. And that's just kind of interesting.
That's great. We got a new boss.
We got a new boss.
We'll get him to call in soon.
Okay, so I lit the candle. Now, I understand. You had quite a weekend. We call this segment Catching Up with David.
Yeah.
We save all of our, we walkie-talkie, but in-person stuff is this.
Yeah.
So.
David
so what happened?
A couple things going on. I'm going to do another day on that movie I'm doing, and I'm going to tell you about next week, because I'll have more done under my belt.
I didn't didn't know you were doing a movie.
Did I tell you that? Doing a couple days on a movie.
I can't keep track of your...
No, it's not. Okay. It's not the lead, so I don't care about it at all. But it is it's something. Oh, man. It's time killer.
To say I was proud would be an understatement.
You better be proud of me. And then I went to Houston to do a show for a charity. And the funny thing, it was, you know, obviously a couple of days after the eclipse, we talked to Sarah Sherman about the eclipse and learned everything mm-hmm. you could learn. Mm-hmm. And so when I go to Houston, I get I get a Uber, you know, he's going to take me to Chili's or wherever. So I get in and just to be, I have nothing to talk about. So I go, hey, did the eclipse make it down here? You know, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. And he goes, oh yeah, the eclipse, it got dark, you know? And I go, oh, because that's how he sounded. We have to always say that. And he goes, so
I like it. It's a nondescript accent. Yeah,
it just separates my voice from his. So you know who's talking.
It's a foreign guy.
And so he goes, know, the sun goes here. And the moon is here. I'm like, is he explaining an eclipse to me? I went to second grade. So I go, oh, yeah.
So far, he's completely correct.
He's so far, he's fucking nailing it. And he's like,
that's it.
Now, also... Now he's going like this, and the sun kind of goes like this, and I don't know which one's forward for him, but he goes, and so he's getting a little wrong. He's like, it's going kind of like this, and the sun jumps around, and I go, okay, by the way, where are your hands? There's also a steering wheel, because now they're both off. Now he's just like, and then there's the stars, and I'm back here, and he's like, I'm like, just... Let's do the eclipse like this, where I just talk.
I like
talk
those effects.
Yeah. All right. And so that was that story. That's all. That was that story. Yeah, I got to keep in touch.
I have a story.
Go ahead.
I have a story about I got to learn Rosetta Stone. I know it's our sponsor.
Yeah,
I'm not
great.
But I have to learn better Spanish. I'm doing some work on my house and I have a lot of brilliant, incredibly great Spanish workers or probably from Mexico. So last week the guys who are painting my house are so much fun. They laugh so hard that I had to go outside and go, I had to explain it to them. So I'm kind of like, but they didn't speak any English. I'm like, guys, because I didn't want to suppress them because they're laughing. I go, hey guys, could you, like, when you're laughing, I can't hear. And so could you just be quiet for like 20 more minutes and then you can really laugh. And the guy was looking at me literally like this, like Biden basically.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I think he thought he was in trouble. So I go, just 10 more minutes and then you can be really loud. I'm doing a podcast over Zoom. And then they're like, what do guys, they don't do?
He doesn't know anything. They don't know Zoom.
I'm going to learn.
No, you know,
I have,
you're telling him a hard thing. If you know broken English or broken Spanish, if he tried to tell you he was on a Zoom, you wouldn't get it. I mean, it's just too complicated.
Yeah. Mucho trabajo. Muy bien, you know, ¿cómo está? I mean, I have all the basics.
Oh, more than I do.
There's a, let me tell you, do you ever call a doctor to refill a prescription?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this a different bit?
Well, I call, this is another bit.
Okay.
Well, I call in every month for the same prescription. Mm-hmm. I won't say what it is. And the nurse who's so sweet always acts like it's the first time I've called. Remember, it's every 30 days.
Yeah.
And I'd like to order this. And she's like, oh, you want to do what? Well, I want to order this prescription. I'm going to have to talk to the doctor. Mm. 30 days later, I call again. Hi, I'd like to order this prescription. Oh, you want to do what? You want to order a prescription? Yeah, the same one, same address, same number. Oh, I don't know where to send it. I'm going to have to talk to the doctor. That's it.
I do. I call in every 3 days, and she goes, what do you need? And I go, there's a lot. Yeah, they go, there's a lot of people around. I can't talk, but I'll just say this. Boy, yoing, yoing, yoing. And she goes, oh, you need that again. I go, do I?
Oh.
She goes, yeah,
you do. Oh, I see.
I go, bye.
I said one time, I go, could I get some scratch? He goes, oh, you want scratch? Not a problem. Sorry.
It's all right.
Well, what does boing, 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 boing mean? Like you have a neck problem?
No, I need boner pills. Oh. She got it.
Got to pay more attention.
Yeah, I was going.
I know, and then you have to get the amount. Okay, so you'll have 80 milligrams every 2 days.
I go, whatever's max. Yes, max.
Or I should say, that's crazy.
No, I know. It's funny.
I know.
What yeah. The last thing I'll tell you is I went to the UFC fight. It was a busy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like a lie. Yes. I was really jumping around. So I did. I go to UFC, which I do like. It was UFC 300. It was kind of a big one. So this is the one. It was kind of a hassle for Houston. Oh, you saw it.
Yep.
So I go there. Dana White always like takes care. Which if you ever wanted to come, he said come whenever you want. So we have a fun row. We got Iron Mike Tyson in our row. We have and it's good because you got a little space. It sounds name-droppy. I'm just going to read the list of who's there just because it makes it more fun.
I'll try to do an impression of everyone was there. Yeah, we got better seats than being right up front because up here we can see all the stuff, you know.
I almost told him to come on to promote that fight with Jake Paul because I want to say, you better beat the shit up. No offense to Jake Paul, but Mike Tyson is a national hero and he better do not even punch back. Just let him beat the shit out of you. Those are my thoughts.
Right. I think if Tyson is anywhere near Tyson, if he's 1%, he wins easily. If he's 0.5%, it might be close. The only thing I think about 57 and combat sports,
duration.
But I'm sure they got Mike all, is just you go in the first punch and then you throw out your back.
Right. So, and also, I think Jake will try to tire him out, you know, run around, make him get tired because he's older.
That is probably what he'll do. Right? But if he quote stands and trades in the center of the ring,
yeah,
alpha style, he might go nighty night before he gets back to the hotel.
Night all, you know. When I that happened in this fight, I won't bore you with the whole fight, but it was very fun because our boy Dennis Miller is right here. Dennis is at the fight with his kid, Holden.
I saw him on camera. He looked great.
So
he looked totally relaxed.
He was in a great mood. And when Dennis is in a good mood, which is all the time when I see him, he's doing Dennis jokes, which are priceless. So Theo's here.
Yes.
And Jared Leto. And then like Chris Pratt was there. And you know who else is there? Vivek Ramzawa. Wah, wah, wah. I like to buy a vowel.
So you're all guys are all in the same row? The guy who ran for president?
Yeah, he was there on the end of the row. And I'm like, Vivek? I don't see him everywhere.
Jeez.
So
it's a rogues gallery.
Yeah, and Miles Teller. I'm just trying to remember this row, just the row, because there are people are peppered all over. So we have this, and then there's the ring, and then right in front of me is Ted Sarandos, mm-hmm. his kid Tony. So of course I just make fun of him the whole time because he's funny. And then Ari Emanuel mm-hmm. and Dana. So Jared Leto, who's super cool. Super cool dude. He's with his brother, and we all goof around. But between Theo here, Dennis here, and Spudley in the middle, and now we're doing, it's fight, then we have intermission jokes. Fight, jokes. And we're all doing jokes. I couldn't have laughed harder. You would have loved it. It was so funny.
What can I hear? What would Theo's joke be?
He's well,
really a joke guy.
I was trying
more
to remember
attitude.
Going, I'm going to tell Dana about this, but like Dennis just keeps mumbling things like, for Christ's sake, Spud. If it gets any, it's almost the last fight, and this fucking Chris Pratt has already made 3 new raccoon movies between the first and last fight. I go Guardians of the Galaxy, got it, and then Theo,
got it, yeah,
Theo, these
Theo
two, there was an Asian fight. There was two Asian girls, which to see women fight is not my favorite thing. It's so unnatural in the real world, and I don't want to see that. It's hard.
Yeah, it's tough. That was a tough fight.
So that was tough, and they're beating the shit out of each other. They're both great. So they're doing it, and then they got her in a hold. I think she's about to choke out, and Theo goes, give her the password. Like, I don't even know what he's talking about, you know? So, and then when these two guys are fighting, he goes, I think these guys go to law school together. That was one. And then when they were still fighting, he goes, is this about an HOA problem? All weird, all funny, because it's just all stupid.
Yeah, I could see Dennis would be like, okay, we're up in row 6, you know? You got the first class down there in row 2 or 3, but that's puts you back about 75K. All right.
I'm just trying. Dennis gets comped. And
Dennis
he...
did look. He got a nice single shot. The great Dennis.
Oh, he
Miller
did?
Was
I
here.
Love it. I love it. Because sometimes they show you inside and you don't know if it's outside, but they're popping around. If I was Dana White, I would just show everyone there because I saw Royce Gracie, who's the first big Brazilian UFC fighter, like a legend walking around. He just walks by. We all say hi to him. He doesn't really know us, but we're like, oh man, you're the best. And then there's people over here, I remember. And then there's football players. There's just a ton of people that they should just keep showing. It's just fun because in the downtime, there's nothing to do. So they cut to fighters in the audience, blah, blah. Overall,
do you have a look if the camera comes on you? Do you kind of look up, do a little "What's up?" What, you know,
I go
cameras
like this.
On David Spade. You do that.
Okay, ready? Camera's on. Boom, and then I go like this,
like as if you're gonna fight.
I look at the camera. I go, what? What is it? And I go, "Deej, deej, deej, deej." Now that's one of them. That's one.
So you're, it's like you're a fighter,
I guess. Yeah. Here's the one. It's the octopus through the screen. Okay. So if they show you to fight, go like this.
And what is that?
That's an octopus goes through the screen. Like you're an aquarium. It's something. Okay. It's different. Josh D. Hamill didn't do that.
Look, could I get a couple tickets to the UFC
301? Yes, it's great.
I become a fan of the sport. I get the sport now. It's not just brutal things going on. There's so much strategy and athleticism. So.
Yes, and it's all, and you hear the grunting and groaning and coming. Oh, so, you know, when you're, but like, so Gaethje fight, you know, in hindsight, maybe should have been last. If don't be bored if you didn't see the fight. These two badasses get in there. And at the end of the first round, the guy does a backwards kick and kicks Gaethje and breaks his nose, right? It's hard enough to be right there to hear that cracking. Then he gets up and he comes back and he's like, birds, you know, you go, he's out of it. But he has to keep fighting because he's a monster and he's one of the hardest hitters out there. So four more rounds of this.
Yeah, he's tough.
And he just, every time he gets hit in the nose, we're like, oh my God, because you know it's hanging on by a thread. And he just keeps fighting. He won't go down, but he's getting beat up pretty bad. So the last 10 seconds, it's over. Obviously, one Holloway won, the other guy. And then Holloway, you saw, did what you said about Tyson. He points to the middle of the ring and goes, like, let's hammer it out. So they go.
And he had won the fight.
He had won the fight on the card.
He won
the
fight. Yeah. It's 10 seconds to go. You just run around and wave to the audience. Instead, he points at the thing, meet me in the middle of the ring, and we'll see who's the badass. With 10 seconds to go, they're swinging all out. You were there.
Just full windmills. And everyone freaked out and stood up like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because you know the guy with the broken nose is like, what are we doing? Do we need to do this? I mean, I would have been like, you won. We're all good. But he has to be tough and go, you're really going to do this to me? So windmill, and he gets cracked again. And he goes straight on his face with 1 second left in the whole fight. 1 second, he got a knockout. And he fell where,
and
folks?
And then he's completely still. It's
on his nose.
On his nose. Yes. And I mean, they say it's a figure of speech, but Gaethje was bleeding so much, they said he's wearing a crimson mask. It's a little cryptic.
Dennis Miller said.
Wearing a crimson mask.
After this round, he's going to look like Lucille Ball.
Like her face is full of blood, or that she's
His
of
hair's all
blood.
His hair's red. His hair was red by then.
Oh I see.
He goes, Christ, well, after this round, he's coming out looking like Lucy Ball.
That joke only works if you think that she's got blood red follicles coming out of her skull. Yeah. I hope Dennis is listening.
Yeah, he's funny. So customarily, when someone wins, it's that good of a fight, you throw a Vicodin at ring. So we did that, and then the guy's like I would, and then he went out
real?
Then we saw him later and then we saw him later and he was in a wheelchair that pushing around, but he did get up to do the, you know, the winner, the respectful thing. But dude, I would have said fuck it, I'm out, I gotta go lay down. So that's it. All right, let's get to the headlines, the real headlines.
Let's get ready to rumble.
They don't say that anymore. They used to.
Okay.
And I heard he got $10,000 every time he said it. Now he says, it's time. you have tons of businesses. You're an entrepreneur. And when you're hiring in your small businesses, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. This is a big problem. Sometimes you need someone right then. Someone quits, or you just can't have them anymore, or you need a hold to fill.
Yeah.
You got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn, everyone has heard of. I know LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free.
Whoa. Slow down. On LinkedIn, David, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. They hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. Hire professionals like a professional.
That's very fast. And you know, it's not just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else. Even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Mm-hmm. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're probably looking in the wrong place.
On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
They know that small businesses are wearing so many hats, might not have the time or resources to hire. LinkedIn's constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even launched, what was it? Oh, a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker.
Get this, 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. You heard me.
Yeah, I believe it.
Don't be jealous.
I am a little jealous. That's a lot.
Do you have a call to action?
I do. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/fly23. That's linkedin.com/fly23. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The social battery for me is a little drained. Social batteries, mine is usually pretty high. I have a pretty decent life. I try to take it easy, get my 8 hours, but you know what? A lot of flying around, a lot of gigs, a lot of this and that, not enough boundaries. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings. You know, they pick up after winter. It's getting to be nice out.
Yeah, you know, you could be with people, even if they're in some people, they just drain you. Maybe they just talk about their problems or whatever. With BetterHelp, you can kind of identify these toxic relationships and sort of manage them so you're not just exhausted all the time.
Yeah, you get around those energy vampires. They take all your good energy and they blab and blab. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're an upbeat guy. I think my resting... resting disposition is
I love
upbeat.
When you proclaim what I am. You're a happy-go-lucky dude.
You're over there clicking your heels.
Yeah, I mean, you have one of those things you blow at a birthday party every night.
Yeah, you run around with a kazoo. So
that's a better one.
I think we both benefited from therapy. I think it helped me. I think you've said before it's helped you. You know, I think there's a lot of benefit to that. I think you got to address it and try to get through some stuff. If you're thinking of starting therapy, I think BetterHelp would be the place. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapist if you don't like it. No reason, no charge. And that's it. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Superfly today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp. That's HELP.com/Superfly.
Let's read it for the people driving. This is an article that says, Chris Farley biopic in the works with Paul Walter Hauser in lead role. David, comment?
I'd heard some whispers about this for a long time. I run into this guy, Paul. He's a very nice guy. I think he's been wanting to do this for a while. I don't know how. I'm a little ambivalent about it. I don't know. I just know that if Margot Robbie passes on playing me in the movie, we're going to wind up with JoJo Siwa.
She plays you. Every role you lose, she's played. You would have been Barbie.
I could have easily been Barbie.
You could have been Barbie. Yeah. You've got those Carrie Undergrass Underwood legs.
I got Carrie Underwood legs.
Here's, all right, in all seriousness, I wish him the best. I think it's great. I think one-offs and charisma, if it's very hard to get used to it in a film, like even the last Elvis movie, the guy did incredible, but you never reach Elvis. It's impossible. The charisma, it, you know, but it was the best I'd seen. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, but the same thing with Will Smith when he played Muhammad Ali, he was absolutely fantastic. But the whole time you're going, but that you can't do Muhammad Ali. So I wish this guy the best. To do Chris Farley, there's so much stuff there. I don't know. I'll be curious. I don't know how you do that, you know?
I don't know where you focus,
I mean, they,
either.
They approached me to play you, the David Spade story. Well, I'm a little older, and they go, you know. So, I mean, we've done some makeup tests. Are we going to do it? Can I capture you? I don't know.
They could have you
hey,
play
buddy,
me
that's
in
all
this,
I have.
And then someone will have to play you.
And so the car broke down.
That's me. And then they just cut away. Octopus.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on this? Because you're Chris's right-hand man, or he was your right-hand man.
Yes, I somehow turned into the...
Your guys are partners.
De facto widow. You know,
You knew him best.
I wish him well. It's very, like you said, it's very hard to capture the highs and lows and the greatness and the just pure likability and the innocence and everything
yeah.
that was great about him.
You know, it's the stuff between the lines. It's the way he would look at you when he was going to do a joke, or the way he would go, he'd laugh insanely hard, mm-hmm. like coming from someplace else. And I know he's laughing. Comedians will sometimes laugh at a comedian's joke just because the idea of someone trying to be funny is funny. Mm-hmm. You know,
and they're doing it for you.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
it's and nice.
Then, I don't know. Chris had so many sub rhythms and so many little, like when he would do the honking one, when he'd laugh so hard. I don't know. I can't do it. But you know that one where he'd go to, like he's almost choking. He's yeah. laughing so hard.
And he would, and he
so
would
anyway,
give it
there's
up.
A meal to be had there.
He would give it up yeah. as a comedian and laugh. If you said something funny, he would laugh so
yes.
hard. And it was, that's one of the nicest things when comedians give it up and they don't just wait and then do their joke and laugh. So that I would hope it doesn't just turn into about drugs. I just want it to be the whole thing. Because you could focus, like this SNL movie is focused on the first SNL ever done. And I said, that's enough for one
yeah.
movie. So with how much he did, I would want it to be mm-hmm. more upbeat, hopefully.
If they did a biopic on me, it would be hardly anything about Saturday Night Live and focus on the movie Trapped in Paradise or something or Clean Slate.
Yeah.
I don't have much of a resume in the film department. But to your point, I think Chris, the timeline of the last year or two on SNL into Tommy Boy is this period of time where Chris was full Chris
yeah.
and it's all there. And I would focus on that.
Yeah, I that's our two cents. Well, I think so. I agree.
Call me crazy. That's what I would focus on.
This is a story I pulled because I just thought it's not that much to talk about. But this pitcher who passed away, I didn't know he traded wives with his teammates when he was like, you know, 30 or something. So I read a little bit about this. If you don't know, so he has a teammate okay. with a cute wife and. They all hang out a lot and they realize they like the other guy's wife. So they said, let's switch. And so they decided to switch mm-hmm. whole families. So they switch kids and the animals.
They switch kids and switch houses?
Everything.
Kinda?
Everything. That was, that's that, that, why isn't okay. this a movie? This is so interesting.
Well, they had a, I mean, is this a real story? I have to go. Is that
this might be the one that's like, wow. There's no way. Write us if, on YouTube and tell us if this is real because I think it's real, but sometimes I fib for attention.
Well, it's like, I have a new husband. Everything is new for about 3 months. It's and like, then, get you out of here. You're nothing. I never should have swapped for you. I was attracted for about 6 weeks, but you got a gas problem. So get the fuck out of here.
And that's the wife.
That's the wife.
Which wife?
Who swapped? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was just a voice and a character.
you know.
And then the kids are, you're my daddy. And then a week later, I hate you. I'm sure there's
you're
a
you're not my real dad.
Let's do the movie.
I would think we could do
Let's
the movie.
Let's do the movie.
We switch, the and movie. Then they don't know we switch because we look the same.
Well, yes. Actually, but to that, I went to the movies, and the woman taking my ticket, I go to these 10 a.m. matinees. Mm-hmm. She goes, hey, and I had a baseball cap on. She goes, has anyone ever told you you look like David Spade?
Yeah.
And here was my ad lib. I don't know if it's very good. I said, only David Spade.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And she went, ha, 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 ha.
I know. They don't know if it's you or me, or we don't know.
Movie theater in the middle of nowhere. So they thought it was impossible that I could be David Spade. So they just thought it was a funny rejoinder.
I got the exact same thing going into the elevators at the airport. The guy behind me goes, Carvey. And I just go, and then I go, hey, man. So they don't think that you're a dick. I said, hi. I said, oh, hey, man, what's up?
Well, let's do it. Let's do a litmus test. Mm. You know, you come over to my house and you just go, you come in and you go, honey, I'm home.
Hey, Paula.
And see if Paula goes, hi, Dana.
She goes, well, you look right. older. And I go, no, I don't look older. I look younger.
Older.
She's like, no.
You are much younger.
In real life, you're really rough. Okay, next story. Mm. Soccer player okay. Kaka. I like his name. Oh, did you go Kaka in your diapers? Is that how you say his name?
Get out of here! You're filling up your diaper and get the fuck out!
I wish I switched with Kaka. Okay, so
I don't want doing this voice. Go ahead.
Kaka's just got divorced. She said he was too perfect. So this is an interesting story. Not riveting, but interesting. Oh, here she says, Kaka never betrayed me. He treated me well. He gave me a wonderful family, but I was not happy. Something was missing. The problem was he was too perfect. Okay. Now, this is just a marriage didn't work out, but
yeah,
if I were her, I wouldn't volunteer this statement. I just would leave it at it just didn't work out. He's a great guy. It didn't work out. To say this makes her look bad, I think. Dana?
Well, there's two. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, unpack
we
it.
Got all the time in the world. Is she saying this because she broke his heart and this was a way to bolster his ego?
Oh.
I'm leaving you. And the guy said, well, but my name is Kaka. How can you leave me? Because you're too perfect. Oh, I'm happy
you're right.
Now.
That's all I gave you two little tiny yeah. Kakas. She goes, the kids?
Well, I didn't. Well, I don't know what a guy with a name Kaka would sound like. So I did a nondescript accent again. Yeah. Just sort of like,
I just, this just in. I just
brothers,
Googled it. It's Spanish for poo poo.
I was going to say that.
No,
his brother's name is Poo Poo, and his sister's name is Fifi's, and he's named Kaka. Hi, our kids are Kaka, Feces, and Poo Poo.
Her name is Pee Pee. She should have mentioned that. No, so we've turned this story into a mess. But
are we losing listeners?
Yes, we just. I just saw the live charts, and it's shooting down. But I don't know. I mean, I think she's there. Listen, there's sometimes it doesn't work out, and you don't know what to say. But she's probably saying, "It's not you, it's me." I just want something.
I think that's basically it's like to protect the ego. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's Carolina. Nice thing to say.
Next.
Okay, next.
Next. Scrabble makes historic change to game with less competitive, inclusive version to appeal to Gen Z.
So I don't really get this. Do they change the way you can spell a word?
I guess, you know, if you play Scrabble, like during the pandemic, I played Scrabble with my wife and she beat me like 78 out of 79 games. She'd come up with a 54-point triple word score. So it can hurt your feelings. It can ding your ego a little bit, your self-esteem when you're dominated that much. So I'm assuming less competitive, inclusive means, you know, you're just not going to get your feelings as hurt. So it's a perfect Scrabble for today. I'm a grumpy old man. Kids are weak today.
Maybe you can spell words pretty close. Or you can spell them phonetically.
Yeah.
So if it's an F sound, you don't have to put PH, you can put F.
Right.
Like
if
Phoenix.
It was foreclosure, you could spell it F-O-C-A-L-S-A-A-K-R. Foreclosure. Yeah, that's close enough, Brian.
Good you got one, it. Man. I know what
that's
you mean.
That's a chip award score.
Yeah, that's 1,000 points. Yeah. You can also decide what your points are. Okay, next story.
In Monopoly, the new Monopoly game, you get Boardwalk free before you start playing.
Is that true?
You inherit it. It's called Nepo Monopoly.
Oh,
it's called Monopoly.
And I go, I
trust
fund
kids
I
play
pick
Monopoly.
To play Judd Apatow's kid, whatever one that is.
Judd Apatow.
That's Apatow?
Mr. Soros. I'm Judd Apatow. It's a little Bernie Brillstein, God rest his soul, creeping in. It's just a lazily thing we do.
Oh, that, Dana, right? I wanted to put you through this because, and then we'll get to more important issues.
I see it.
Coachella was last week, and Dana, you've heard about Coachella every week. I don't know that much. I haven't
Coachella.
Been there. They have all the bands. People just go there to hang out and do drugs, basically.
My nightmare. 100,000 stinky people with lines of outhouses. And no, I don't like big crowds.
Right. And there's porta potties and there's bands and there's everyone basically goes there just to have fun and take pictures for Instagram. So here's a sketch I did. We're going to play it. And if you're watching at home and it doesn't play, that means someone pulled it off of YouTube because it's not mine.
It'll be edited. You'll hear this part, but you won't see it.
Yeah.
But here we go.
Let's play the whole thing. Charlotte McKinney's in it. Oh, Jesus, loud. We can talk over it.
Hey.
Hi. Heading into Coachella?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a couple quick questions. How long are you going to be in here?
Just 3 days.
Okay. How many outfit changes do you have?
About 32.
Feels a little light, but that's up to you. Do you have a job you can get back to Monday?
Absolutely not.
Bit of a loser? Okay.
Quick question. Is wind going to be blowing, like, full time? Because, you know, I'd rather it not be so windy.
I'll mark down your preference. Okay, back to what you're not doing. Do you have any special skills?
Yeah, you know, I know how to Instagram pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, isn't that kind of like a GED?
Yeah, it's sort of like a year of DeVry, I would guess. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you at Coachella?
Well, one time I had to wear my backup sunglasses because I forgot my cool ones. And my backup sunglasses are so shitty. Oh, and then I got molested one time by a bouncer. So.
Okay, so which one was the worst?
Oh, the backup sunglasses.
I hear you. I've had that happen. It's horrible. Okay, well, this is a bit personal, but what's the highest number of followers of someone you've had sex with at Coachella?
I had sex with a guy who had like 28K.
That is a lot of Ks. Okay, and what did he do?
I think he was a DJ and a personal trainer and a rapper. Oh, and a William Morris agent.
Sounds focused. And where did you have sex? A porta potty?
I mean, where else would you do it? His hotel was like 6 miles away or something.
I got it. I get it. What bands are you looking forward to seeing?
There's bands here?
Yeah, there's going to be like 70.
Oh, that's great. When did they add that?
Oh, probably like 14 years ago.
Oh, so if we get bored, we can just go watch the bands or something?
I think that's the idea. If you run out of everything to do, maybe see a band.
Also, that guy from Guns N' Roses, can you like tell him in between sets to like stop talking? Because, you know, I'd just rather him not.
Less blab from Axel.
Okay.
Hey, before you go in, would you want to buy some coupons for the Molly stand? It's gluten-free this year, which is great. And if you buy a coupon, it's sort of a bonus. You get half off of all Moon Rocks until 5 p.m. It's a lot cheaper if you buy it here. I'm just giving you a tip just between us girls. And there's an IV stand about 30 feet in. You hook it up, and it just pumps a lot of self-esteem back into your body for when you're driving home and you're so embarrassed and it's 3 hours and you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Obviously nothing. I've been at Coachella for 4 days. No one's missed me at all. I haven't missed work. I haven't missed shit. My dog's probably dead, and I want to blow my brains out. Nice. But let's go to In-N-Out. You know what I mean?
In-N-Out's not really my thing.
Oh, why?
Kind of on a diet.
How long have you been on a diet?
Since I was born.
On a side note, they want me to ask, who would you vote for president if the elections were right now?
I think the Biebs.
Biebs? Okay. If he somehow isn't running, who would it be?
I think that old guy, Colonel Sanders, he says Coachella is going to be free next year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did.
That was Bernie Sanders and, back then.
Can you promise that when you do see bands that you hold up your phone to block anyone near you and then overfilm the fuck out of it and Snapchat it? No one will ever fucking care and they'll hate your guts for it.
Well, yeah, because I have to have a story.
Yeah, that's right. Lastly, how many times have you Snapchatted that filter of you with, like, a dog sticking your tongue out?
That one, I don't know, maybe like 1,000.
Well, keep it up. It does not get
old. That was how many years ago? That was probably like great. Not Heather. How long ago was that? 9 years? Oh, no. What do you think, roughly, off the top of your head? We'll get back to you. That's why some of the jokes are a little stale, but that's kind of funny, right, Dana?
It's funny. I mean, she played great. She played straight, and then. Consistent funny jokes, and then when you started swearing, you're fucking, you're loser life and all that shit. It's a thing you could watch more than once. Yeah. There's a lot of patter in there.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth. Okay, thank you. That's it. That's
and,
it.
And a lot of kind of roasting, sort of that personality.
Yeah, she was good.
The
sport.
Shallowness of whatever.
That's Charlotte McKee.
But that, yeah, okay. Stuff it.
2018.
What's his name?
2016. So according to my calculations, that's 28
years
ago.
Yep. 7-8 years.
Okay, what's this? What am I watching? Is this yours, Dana?
I don't know.
Hi, guys. No. My name's Kendall. Huge fan. David, growing up, my brother and I used to fight like crazy, and we'd have to go to work with our parents and fight there and just embarrassing for them and for us. And when Diggy Roberts came out, that movie brought us together. Like, we enjoyed that movie so much and still do. Dana, you're so genuine and so funny, and I love your guys' take on things. My question, advice, is how do you guys keep your creativity going? How do you not stay stagnant and keep so with it?
God, I'm going to nominate that as the nicest message we've gotten.
Yeah, the advice, it's smart. She pads it up front with nice things and then asks, that was an advice, our advice column, but I didn't see it coming, but I figured it out. Okay, so you go first.
I mean, as far as me being sincere, I remember a lot of the time people would ask me that kind of thing, and then they'd take a creative writing class or a creative seminar or some kind of self-help thing to unlock your inner creativity. To me, it was a fat joint and a bunch of stone high school kids. No, I don't know. I think just being playful and goofy. I would say stay up 36 hours, get really punchy, and then have your friends throw topics at you and see if you can come up with an interesting take. David, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're lucky because most people have regular jobs and aren't in the comedy world. So we're sort of always either out to do stand-up, so we have to sort of think of things. We have to look at the news and see if there's something to joke about. And then there's just the fact that I hang out with people like you or people that I think are amusing, and then we make each other laugh. So that does help it. I think keeping everything light and keeping that, I don't know, day-to-day, I mean, it's hard. It's hard because it's hard out there in the real world and busting your hump at work all day. So.
Well, was she saying she wants to be a comedian or just be creative?
I think she's saying how do you keep it light and creative and keep the creativity going?
I would
going?
Say that, you know, there is a little bit of the 10,000 hour thing. Like once you're committed to comedy and like you said, hanging out with comedians, you kind of know that there's something funny in almost everything, you know? Like this isn't even something I would put in my act, but it just made me laugh. You ever been in an elevator with a guy, a stranger? And he gets off on his floor and he turns and says, see you later. Should I be worried?
Yeah, well, that's a good example.
You ever had a guy say, see you later?
Of someone of taking a very mundane situation.
It's not a killer. It's not a killer. Will that be? Yeah. But here's an example.
So Viore is... versatile, comfortable athleisure wear. Is that fair? It's designed to look good in for everyday life. Like I got the shorts. They're called the men's core short. And I also got just a regular t-shirt. But I have some sweats. So they're basically, all of it works for me. I like it. It works. I wore it on the road this weekend because it's sort of easy to wear anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't work out all the time, but
yeah, of course.
This is, I go into the stores. You can always go on the website, but they do a great job. They're a little above the knee. You can go anywhere with them. I don't wear them on the plane, the shorts. I know the guy I was with was wearing shorts on the plane, which is kind of gross.
In first class?
Coach. And you can go commando in confidence with the breathable boxer brief liner.
Interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting.
And for the women's performance jogger, what I hear is you meet the pants you'll never want to take off. The performance joggers have a slim but relaxed fit with a slightly cropped leg. Can you picture it, David? Side pockets and a drawstring designed with the softest premium dream knit stretch fabric.
I think Bill Burr wore those to the golf tournament. there's a fresh take on the men's performance jogger. That's a staple in every wardrobe. I have a lot of joggers, sort of sweats, the old way to call it. Mm-hmm. They're made of a premium recycled performance stretch fabric, shorter inseam, keep you moving with less bulk around your ankles. These joggers are equal parts style and comfort. Mm-hmm. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they're offering 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/fly. That's Vuori.com/fly.
Not only will you receive 20% off on your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to Vuori.com/fly and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Hey, Fidelity, can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at Fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You know the term Airbnb?
Yeah.
What's good is if, like, I have a place and there's a place I don't stay in as much. And so my first thought is I should Airbnb this thing, because then you make a few beans in your jeans and you can go off and, you know, maybe buy something you wanted to buy while you're not using.
That's earning money while you sleep, using your home as an Airbnb. I have it sounds so bourgeois, an extra home kind of someplace. And so it might make a really good Airbnb, seriously.
It's not a bad idea because, you know, it's easy. And then people come in, they go, you make a little cash, you move on. I mean, you travel a lot. I travel a lot. It's good for us. You know, you can Airbnb your house here and then go somewhere and do it.
And that's the thing, is you have so much flexibility. You could do it just during the summer months or just do weekends. I mean, you're in complete control. And then you make, as you call, the beans while you go do other things.
Right. Like, let's say, you know, you're going to take a trip for a family reunion every year. You can plan ahead, take that week, and Airbnb your place.
Mm-hmm. There's no holes in this theory right here. You know, if you have a seasonal house.
Got to try it out. Listen, your place might be worth more than you think. You got to check in. You find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I just wrote down, this is going to go on for weeks. We should cover it almost like channel Superfly action news.
Yeah, we do a lot of breaking
Trump
news.
Trump is going to trial.
Yep.
I read that. Trump is going to trial in New York. This is different than the other ones. They're picking a jury for the Stormy Daniels. He had sex with her in a hotel room in 2006. 2011, In Touch magazine was going to give her $15,000 to spill the beans. Then Trump's fixer, Cohen, his lawyer, put the kibosh on that. Then she came out later. Then allegedly, Trump's fixer, lawyer, took out a mortgage on his home, paid her $130K to be quiet. She did an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Yep. And now there's a trial about Trump paying back his lawyer and not saying, you know, in the on the
what
check,
it was for.
This is for playing off the ex-porn star Stormy Daniel for the night in the hotel room so she'll keep a trap shut. That's what this... So he didn't do that.
In the memo.
So... Yeah. He has to become president at this point because no one can keep track of the trials in the affidavit.
I can't.
He has to become president, and his inaugural address will just be pardoning himself. And for the charge of inflating my assets in New York City, I thereby pardon Donald J. Yeah. Trump. I pardon all of it. It's like 3 hours long. 729 affidavits. The charges are in the thousands. I pardon every single one of them. That's all. What do you think about that?
Give yourself a new start.
Should nine again?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. The news is pretty confusing because there's so much going on everywhere. There's a trial. There's a war. There's a border crisis. There's a million things going on. So I'm trying to figure out which one to be worried about the most at all times. So I'm just constantly in a state of tight shoulders. But I don't know what to do.
That's true. And how to make fun of it.
Yeah. How to spin it all and joke about it all, because it's my only way to survive it. It's all scary. And I don't, it's never been a time in my young years. I'm very young, but it's never been a time where I haven't been worried about so many things and so many things I have no control over. It's hard to separate it all. Mm.
It's a little unsettling. I don't know if it's social media or just the times we're in, but I think a lot of people thought that Trump was so exhausting. We're going to do this and there, and he's calling people names, and Nancy Pelosi, not a nice person. And so then when Biden came in, everything's going to calm down. Yeah, what a heck. She's got a mouth on us. She swears like a sailor, this woman. And now it is. It's like, it's a little twisted. I mean, as far as Trump and this particular charge, I just thought that we kind of settled the idea that sex with a politician is a different lane. Because almost everybody, FDR had a girlfriend, JFK harvested basically Eastern Washington. And then Clinton, that whole thing, you know, where he goes, I did not have sex with that woman. Mm. And if you play back the tape in slow motion, his finger is spelling, I am lying my ass off. So, and then he lied to the grand jury, but everyone understood he's just trying to protect his family. So with this one night stand in a hotel room 20 years ago, we're going to reorientate the American society. But
yeah,
I don't know.
That's harder.
That's a hot take.
When there's a war, and listen, he probably did do something wrong. It's more like, if you look at the crime in the news every day and people are getting set free, you're like, this is what we focus on. Like, how about we get the people that are beating people with baseball bats? Like, I'd rather start with that, or do it all. But
yeah, this is a white collar crime. If he didn't earmark the ledger properly, it's more, there's no real victim. But as far as someone putting a gun in a guy's head and robbing his store, I'd focus on the violence first, but that's just me. I'm a nut.
Right. I'm crazy like that too. When I saw that video of the guy kicked the woman backwards down the stairs, I was like, good God, what are we doing? That's terrifying to me. But is there any sadder news? What else do you got going?
I just have, by popular demand, Biden itching his nose. People seem to like it. So I thought I'd do a part two.
Sure.
Let me back myself up a little bit.
This is an earthquake,
now, I understand,
Biden, is it?
No, it could be.
Hey, there's one over here, too.
Hey, Joe, it's an earthquake. Oh, it's hot. That's the way the world seems all the time.
Go ahead. Okay.
This is him itching his nose and Barack Obama watching on television and kind of yelling at him to go faster. So this is when President Biden, who is just, he's older, and they're working him hard. Some days they have like 10 speeches. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you could tell he's so tired and he kind of wanders off and he sits down and he itches his nose very slowly.
This is a sequel.
Too slow for Obama.
Popular demand.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so the people, where is everybody? Come on. I said what I was going to say. And then he goes and he sits. All right. Let's see.
Here it comes. He feels an itch. Now he's got to make a move.
Faster, Joe. Joe, faster.
It's Obama.
Joe, faster. Come on. Joe, itch your nose. Joe, get to your nose.
You got it, Joe.
Joe. Yeah. What is that? Okay.
Hey.
Joe, drop your index finger from your left nostril. Do it now. Drop your...
Joe, that was slower than the moon landing.
Joe, drop it fast. Joe!
Let gravity take over. He's happy? He got the itch.
Well,
he's like,
look, I'm not in a... Let's just unpack this. I'm not in a television studio.
I love
it. I'm trying to think, on my Zoom shot, what looks funniest? So I brought the finger up slowly from
out
here.
Out of frame, you right. I liked it.
This. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Joe, faster, Joe.
Play along at home.
Faster, Joe. Yeah. And drop a fist. Joe. Come on.
Obama's getting farther away.
Joe. I actually thought of doing Biden as Bob Ross, the painter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do some cheese over here. Yeah. Oh, and Ukraine. Yeah, let's give him a tank.
A tank over here?
Just a little tank.
Maybe a couple of bullets
too,
over here?
Don't give him not too many, just a little tank.
That's good. You can keep going with that one. That one's good.
Well, yeah, that one you could kind of do.
We'll do a longer version next week. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Because I got some.
So, by the way, I did see, this is all I got left for today. King Kong. I did see the movie with Godzilla because you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing to me that there's like five monsters in the movie. There's a frozen one. There's Godzilla. There's King Kong. There's a flying one. Every single one, when it would announce itself, would open its mouth and scream. And there must have been 100 screams in that movie. It's like, here comes Buckwild, the monster.
Yeah.
It would echo way out. Yeah. I mean, and after the 100th time, it didn't scare me.
I know. And all the other monsters can hear it. And then they know it's like hearing, it's time. They know they have to fight.
And I love that Godzilla on planet Earth is looking for a cozy lair, a place to just rest his head.
You know where he sleeps?
And he goes, the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah. No, he sleeps. I think he sleeps in like Dodger Stadium. Giant Stadium he sleeps in, right?
Oh, I thought it was Roman Colosseum.
Oh, you know, it might have been. It is similar. Plus,
let's go to the tape.
I wasn't really paying attention. He was sleeping in something.
Roman Colosseum. Roman Colosseum. Yeah. All right, let's put a little missile in Ukraine. Just a couple. Yeah.
There you go.
Much. Just general.
Get some green tanks. Yeah.
So green tanks. The problem with Zoom is that your hand is always
no, you're doing good.
You're a superstar.
No, you go back here.
Yeah.
Get some green tanks. Okay, so I will tell you.
I could do the guru better with these glasses because you can see my eyes more.
That's do you want to save the guru for next week? Everyone loved the guru.
Yes, I just want to.
Just here's a preview. That's the face.
Just the eyes every day.
Coming soon.
Guess if I'm talking.
You're giving away too much. Oh, I like that song. You know, Biden could just let his hand
drop. Now I've gotten officially punchy.
No, you got punchy. Okay, so I'm on Kill Tony this week, that podcast with David Tell,
what
which was
night,
fun.
Where is it?
That's wherever YouTube is sold. You can go watch
YouTube, Kill Tony. Okay.
Watch Kill Tony for free. And, watch ours for free. And I'm on
this
the
This comes out Friday. What are your dates you want to promote?
Oh, yeah.
Dates?
I'm coming up. I got Florida, Clearwater. You can go to davidspade.com. I got Orlando. I've got some Vegas. So check it out. That's it. Thank you, guys. Ooh. Thank you, Dana.
See David Spade. All right.
Miss you, Dana.
We'll talk in 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you right back. Okay, bye. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade. Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment. Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman.
Hope you liked it.
Mm-hmm.